Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf chavtes, and we're holding six lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins Toshema, and the Gemara is once again asking yet another kasha on Rav. Now, what did Rav say? If we go back to Chav Ches Amud Beis, roughly 10-12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, we had a machloikis yesterday about a mechtza al mechtza. What happens if you have exactly half? In what connection does this come up? It comes in connection with Hilchei Shechita and Hilchei Tarfus. And the Gemara even brought this Protoraya from Hilchei Netitzas Tanur Vikirayim. So apparently from the Gemara, this is a machloikis which is Shas wide. It goes through all halacha. But we'll see shortly that in fact we're going to amend the machloikis between Rav and Rav Kahana. But what is the machloikis initially? The Rav said, Mechza al Mechza has the same din as Roiv. So therefore, for instance, if a person shechted an animal, and it comes out exactly 50%, good. Our Mishnah requires, by Oif and by Behema, that you do Roiv, Roiv Echad Be'oif, Roiv Shtayim Be'Behema. Once you do Roiv, it's kosher. Says Rav, you don't even need to do 51%. 50% is also good. Mechza Mechza is Keroiv. Rav Kahana said, no. Mechza, mechza is not a roiv. Roiv means majority. Majority means at least 51%. 50% just doesn't do it. What was the basis of the machlokes? So you remember that Rav and Rav Kahana each said what was the tzivoy that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember we had the pasuk yesterday. Mora quoted the pasuk. Kasher tzivisicha v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. So now the question is, what was the tziva that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Rav, the tziva was, loy teshayir ruba. Make sure that you don't leave behind roiv of the simonim untouched. Because roiv of the simonim have to be geshachted. Don't leave behind roiv. So therefore, if you have 50%, okay, you have not left behind the roiv. Rav Kahana says, no. You have to go and shecht roiv. So mechza, mechza just doesn't do it. Since we're talking about that limud that we had yesterday, about the kasher, the zavachta kasher, tzivisicha, you'll recall we brought the toises yesterday. The toises said something fascinating. What did he say? He said that kasher is in fact an acronym. It's Rosh Tevois. Kasher tzivisicha. What was the kasher? So the asher, aleph, is echad ba'oif. Shin of Asher is Shnayim Bebehema, and Reish, Roiv shall call Echad Yechad, Ruvi shall Echad Kamaya. So we had that twice, as you'll recall. So after the Shir was over, Mendy was gracious enough to go and share with me a Dvar Torah from his grandfather, the Seren Cheruv Zatzal. What was the Shtikl Torah? It says in the Pasuk that Yitzhak Kavinu said to Esav, you want to get the bracha? V'ata so no keilecha taliyecha v'kashtecha v'tzei hasada v'tzuda li tzoyed. So no keilecha taliyecha v'kashtecha. Go and take along your weapons, your arrows, your bow, etc. Go out in the field and go and catch for me tzoyed bavur shebetvarchani nafshecha. So now, the Rashi says on this pasuk, on the word so, then so no keilecha, Loshin hashchaza. Hashchaza means to go and sharpen the knife. Chadeid sakincha. Take your sack and your chalef. Sharpen it very well. Ushchoit yafa. It should be a perfect shchita. Shalita chileni nevela. That chas v'shalom I shouldn't eat a nevela. Now notice that the word is so. And he says, Rashi says, ushchoit yafa. Do a good job. Says the Seren Cheruv, bringing our Gemara and bringing our Tosfos, that the word Asher is Aleph is Echad Ba'oif, Shin is Shnayim Be'Behema, Reish is Rubei Shel Echad Kamoyu. Now let's take off the Reish and just leave the Aleph and the Shin and reverse the two letters and it becomes So. Now Shnayim Be'Behema and Echad Ba'oif, but leave out the Reish. If you're leaving out the Reish, means don't rely on Rubai, do it Kulai. That's what Yitzchak Avinu was saying to Esav. Esav, I want to make sure that your shechita is going to be a shechita yof. It's going to be complete. I don't want you to rely on roiv, because when you rely on roiv, if you're not careful, it may only be 49%, or only 50%, and not 51%. So therefore, leave off the roiv and then just sa no kilecha sa. Make sure that you do it bishleimis. Two, if you're bringing me behemoth, make sure that it has both simonim kulay, not rubay. And similarly, aleph, if you bring oifis, it would be one, and make sure it's a ganza one and not a roif. So that's how you have the saw, and you take off the resh. So far, so good. Then he continues on. What's the reason for this? There's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos. If you take upon yourself a chumrah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you a bracha of riches yamim. And so therefore, Yitzhak Avinu says, I know you, Esav, want to get a bracha. You want to get a bracha even before you come to me, you can get a bracha. How by Esav, making sure, don't rely on the roiv, go and do it kulay. I know this is a chumrah. Nevertheless, it's good, because then you'll have a bracha marichim le'yom of shnoisav, and that's why he said, bavur t'vrecha nafshi, this way I'll be able to go and bless you, that you should have arichas yom mishanim, because you're going to go and do a perfect shechita, as opposed to just a roiv shechita. So that's the inyan of the word, sa. Good mendi. Though you probably want to read it, so here you have it, and everybody else can look at it. It's the top part.
Maybe you send it around.
That's exactly what I intended.
And then that's why do you think I gave it to Barry? Okay. Anyway, so yeah, it's a beautiful part. Shkoyach Mendy. Shkoyach for sharing it with us.
Find it. That's amazing. That's more amazing than.
Yeah. Well, okay. Maybe Gul. Maybe Gul Island.
No, but Svasos.
Davis Bekever. Svasos Davis Bekever. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Koyach, you want to keep a copy, maybe you want to show it. Okay, so we're going to leave it here, and we're going to continue on the Gemara. So, the Gemara now is challenging what Rav said, that Mechza al Mechza is Kerayf. So we're up to Toshema, on the top of Chochtes Amud Aleph. Harish oho yechatzi kona pogum, v'hoisef olof koshu, u'gemara ishchitosik sheira. We already brought this Bryce yesterday, now the Gemara is repeating it again. What happens if the neck area of the oif is totally open and you're able to see what's going on inside, and you discover the chatzi kana is pogum. 50% is already pogum. Now, as we learned already yesterday, and we have the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, that's still a kosher animal or a kosher bird. It only becomes problematic when it's roif. But as long as it's only chatzi, then it's good. So what happens now? So the shoychet comes, and he adds just a mashu, voice of olav koshu. He saw where the tear was in the kana of the oif, and he took his knife, and he shechted another 1%. So it's no longer 50, now it's 51. Ugemare, and he finished it off. Shechitas ekshay, the shechita is kosher. Frek yimara, vi amris mechza al mechza is keroiv. Treifa hava, even just having the chatzi kana pogum, it's already treifa. Why is he being moist of koshu? It's already too late. It's treifa already. It's already 50%, which according to Rav means it's already rife. So it's treifa. Amarava, Sarava comes up with a beautiful svara, and he says, Shani l'inyan treifa debi'inan roiv hanir le'nai. Even though, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, like Rav said, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, loy tishaya ruba. That's when we're talking about a case of shechita. But when we're talking about a treifa, that's not enough to be just 50-50. There it's got to be a drop more. It's got to be at least 51%.
You can tell with the eye.
You could tell with the eye. Exactly.
It's not maybe.
Exactly right. The be'ina roiva nearly a nine that you should be able to go and see clearly with your eyes that it is totally discernible. Rashi says, roiv gomur shehu nikr. Now Rashi doesn't explain, and the Gemara doesn't explain what's the svara behind this. But presumably the svara is because every human being, and lahavdil every animal and every oif, as long as they're alive, they have a cheskas chayim. There's a whole sugya about cheskas chayim, what happens if a person sent a get, for instance, to his wife, and Chas V'Shalom. And it's going to take a few days because there's a trip involved to get from the husband to the wife, and he was a Shchivmara at the time. And the reason why he's sending a get is that she shouldn't fall Lelibam or Lechalitza to another brother who may not be such a nice guy, or he may be in Australia or whatever. So the Gemara talks about, do you have a Cheskas Chaim? Because since it's going to take a few days to get to the wife, maybe in the meantime he will have passed away. So the Gemara says that a person has a Cheskas Chaim, since a person has been alive until for the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years, we assume that he's going to continue to live unless we hear otherwise. So presumably the same thing is Legabe the Oif, as well as the Behema, when they have a severed
trachea,
thank you, windpipe, the Kona, but not totally severed. It's only 50%. So to go and make this into a trefa, you can't. But this severed or this damaged trachea might be there already for the last 2 years, for 5 years. How do I know? Nobody was checking it out until now. Now we discover that it happens to be 50% slit. So since it lived until now, presumably it can continue to live. When will we have a final decision that this one is not going to live? When it's a raven near Leinayim, oh, now it has certainly a simon treifa. There I know, no good. But until that point, I'm assuming that the oif or the behemoth could continue to exist and survive. Omale Abayis. Abayis said to Rava, I love your svara, but based on your svara, it should work the other way around. What do you mean the other way around? Like kolshken who? Isn't it a kolshken? By treifis, some of the avarim of the animal are such that even with a mashu becomes treif. Which one is that? For instance, the veshit. And Rashi says the same thing would apply, for instance, to the lungs. And the same thing would apply, for instance, to the b'nei me'ayim in certain spots. So even just having a little small hole can chas v'sholem cause the animal or the bird to become treif. Mitabisala. Heicha to be in a ruba, however, on those other avarim of the animal or the bird, where the Torah requires al tilchas treifis a roiv, you're telling me a roiv is not enough. It's be in a roiv hanir le'enayim, it's got to be crystal clear, discernible that it is a real roiv gomer. Shechita, the ad de ikar ruba loy miskashra. By Shrita, there's never an inyan of just a small little nekev, a small little mashu. It's always got to be roiv. So in that sense, Shrita is more chomer than treifa, because treifa sometimes even mit a mashu, it's treif. But we need roiv, like by the veishit, you're saying, by the kana that is, you're saying it has to be a roiv nearly a night. Shrita always requires roiv. If it always requires roiv, then zichra, I should say, like koshkin to be in a roiv on nearly a nayim. So why do we say by treifa, it's got to be a clear-cut, real strong roiv gamur, and here 50% is enough. You see, by shechita, there's a much more of a kapedon hilchis roiv than you have the gabi hilchis treifis. So then that roiv should even be a stronger roiv hanir le'enai. Therefore, says in Gemara, we now withdraw the original pshat that we had. El dekuli alma mechzel mechze einik roiv. No. Even Rav agrees, 50-50 doesn't hack it. You gotta have a roif. So Ibazoi, where did Rav and Rav Kahana have their machlekes? Not legabi hilchis treifis, and not legabi hilchis shchita, and not by Tana v'kiraim yutot, but rather legabi hilchis Pesach. What's gabi hilchis Pesach? P'chim ed Rav Rav Kahana linyan Pesach itmar. Harishahoyu Yisrael mechza tohoirim u'mechza tmeyim. What happens if Klal Yisrael were exactly 50-50, Tehoirim and Tamei? Now, we all know that there's a concept known as Pesach Sheni. What's Pesach Sheni? If a person, unfortunately, was Tamei, and he couldn't go and bring his Karim Pesach, Berishoin, on the regular Pesach, so then the Torah says, you have an Eitzah, and the Eitzah is you're going to go and bring it on Pesach Sheni. That's if you have a yochid. What happens if the roiv rubai of Klal Yisrael are all tamei? How would they all be tameim? Under normal circumstances, this would be a theoretical possibility, but not a practical. But the Gemara says could be a case of Chas v'Shalom, the Melech passed away right before Pesach, and everybody joined in the procession with the Melech, and everybody apparently got close within the Dal Ramis, or they were in a Tumas Oil situation, or whatever. And therefore, Roy Vrubov Klal Yisrael and now Tameim, are they also Nidchel Pesach Sheini? And the answer is no. Rather, we have the famous rule of Tuma Putra B'Tzibur, or Tchuyihi B'Tzibur, that if the Tzibur is Tameim, then we push away the issue of Tomei, and we do allow Klal Yisrael to go and bring the carbon on Pesach Rishon. Now we have a situation where it's not a Yochid, and it's not Rubai, it's exactly 50-50. Of course, that's also a very difficult theoretical concept. 50-50, are you going to measure, you're going to count every Yid in Klal Yisrael? Yeah. Anyway, but that's the story, it was 50-50. What happens now? Do you say we go and push them off to Pesach Sheini, because they don't have a roiv of Klal Yisrael that are Tameim, or do I say 50-50 is enough, and we're going to do Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur? Zok T'Yumara, Rav Omer Mechzal Mechzal is Karoi, and therefore we don't push anybody off until Pesach Sheini. We're going to bring everybody now who's going to bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, in other words, the regular Pesach. Rashi points out that, of course, Rav also holds that those are that are Tehoidim in Klal Yisrael, 50% of Tehoidim, should bring the Korban Pesach with Tahara. And those people that are Tameim, they should go and bring it, they will have to bring it Betoma. In other words, don't let everybody just mix together and have the Tehoidim also become Tameim. They should go and bring it Tahara, and they will have every Erev Pesach anyway, we have three Kitois. We have the last one is the Kaz Hatzlanim. So I guess we'll have four Kitois now. We'll split one will be, or the two Torah. Will be for the Tohirim, and two will be for the Tamei. Whatever. Anyway, split it up. Says Rav Kana, no, Mechza Mechza Einoi Karoiv. And therefore, all of the Tameim, that's 50% of Klal Yisrael, will have to wait until Pesach Sheni. Frey Timura, V'hosa my time with the Rav. What's the sword of Rav? Since Rav has now conceded, based on this final pshat, that Mechzel Mechze is not Roiv, and of course, logically, it's not Roiv, it's 50%. So why would it be different than Gabi Hilchoy's Pesach? I'll tell you the chsib, it says in the Pasuk, Ish ki yeh tomi lanefesh oy v'derech choyke lechem, and therefore he cannot go and do the Korban Pesach. So what is he going to do? He's going to go do the Korban Pesach on Pesach.
I'm going
okay, have a good Shabbos and feel well. Rafu Shleim.
Rafu Shleim.
Good Shabbos. Be well. Okay, so also we time it since it says Ish Ki Yatom LeNefesh. The question is, why does it repeat the word Ish twice? It could say Ish Ki Yatom LeNefesh. What's the Ish? Ish Nidcha Ve'ein Tzibur Nidachem. The Torah is telling us with emphasis, if it's only a Yochid and Ish, he's taken nidcha to Pesach Sheni. But once you have a tzibur, now tzibur doesn't mean that you just have a minion, or you have 100 people or 1,000 people, says Rav, a tzibur means that you have mechza al mechza, exactly 50%. Because if it will be more than 50%, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's a double pasuk. Roiv of Klal Yisrael, mehutra b'tzibur and techuyi b'tzibur. But even if it's just a tzibur of 50-50, they are not nidcha, and they can go and bring it on the Pesach Rishon, and not wait till Pesach Sheni. Getting back to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Roiv Echad Ba'oif. Vreiti Mar Tanina Choda Zimna Rubai Shal Echad Kamoyu. You recall when we learned the Mishnah back on Daf Chav Zayin initially, we already pointed out that the Mishnah is very repetitive. Let's go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment, top of Chav Zayin Omid Aleph. You only have to turn two pages, with the article maybe 85 pages, but regular Gemara only two pages. You'll see at the very top of the Omid, HaShoychet Echad Ba'oif, Ushnaim Be'behema, Shechitzes Ksheira, V'ruboi Shalechet Kamoi. Roiv is enough. Roiv is enough. Now let's go to the end of the Mishnah. Roiv Echad Ba'oiv, V'roiv Shnaim Be'behema, Shechitzes Ksheira. It's not mamish word for word the same, but the halach is exactly the same. We started off Echad Ba'oiv, Shnaim Be'behema, Shechitzes Ksheira. Roiv, also good. And now we say the Mishnah. Roiv Echad Ba'oiv, Roiv Shnaim Be'behema, Shechitzes Ksheira. We're just repeating ourselves. And what did Rashi say in the Mishnah? Bigmara parech, hatonale reishit. We already said it. Were you sleeping at the beginning of the Mishnah? We already said, shoychet echad boiv, shnaim bebehema, roiv is good. So, I'm just repeating, roiv echad boiv, shnaim bebehema. What's going on? So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is going to go and give several several man the Omrim are all going to basically say the same. And that is, the first time it says in the Mishnah is Chulin, and the second time it says in the Mishnah is talking about Kodshim. Why do we have to have a separate rule or a separate recitation in the Mishnah by Chulin and by Kodshim? That's what each one of these Amoraim is going to address, as you'll see. So, Frank Dimar, Tanina Chodazim, we're back on Chof Tesam at Aleph, middle of the Yomid. We already learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rubei Shalechot Kamoyu, which is the same Rosh Hashanah as Ka'asher in reverse, like we had in Toises yesterday, right? Ka'asher is Chof Aleph Shin Reish. The reverse is Reish Aleph Shin Chof. So we have Rubei Shalechot Kamoyu. Good. Om Reboishia. Chod B'chulin V'chod B'kotchim. The first time it says in the Mishnah by Chulin, second time by Kotchim. Utsrich and eat both. Diashmin chulin hosam hu de sagale beruba mishim de lav ledam hu tzarech. There it's sufficient because the ikar reason why you're shechting chulin is not to get the dam. The ikar reason why you're shechting chulin is because you want to be able to eat this piece of meat. Person is making a suda. He wants to be able to give all his orchim delicious roast beef or pastrami or flanken or whatever. And that's why we're shechting this animal. So we're not doing it for the dam. In fact, we want to get rid of the dam as much as possible, and that's why we do the malicha and the soaking and all the rest. I need the dam. What do I need the dam for? For the kapara, for going and spritzing on the mizbeach. So I should try to extract as much blood as possible, that I should have enough, that I shouldn't have any problems in terms of the zrikas adam, in terms of the dam at the end. What's the dam at the end called? The shiraim. That should have enough for all of that. So maybe you have to have kule. So that's the reason why you have to have the separate rule by kachim. So let us just tell us by separate rule by kachim. Miashmin kachim mishum del dam utzarech. There I need the dam. Avachum del dam lo itzarech. I might think over there, you don't even need the roif. Maybe we should learn like Rav learned initially, that mechzel mechzel is sufficient. Kamash malon. That's the reason why we have to have both rules in the Mishnah, both by chulin and by kodshim. Roif is sufficient, not less than roif. You don't need more than roif. Roif is ginuk. That's minatoya. Midrabbanan, we pointed out, the Rabbanan said we should make it kulay. Yes.
Didn't we say the Vreden, which is on the Reisha, where yeah. Yehuda talks about, we're talking about Kachim.
Mm-hmm.
So that would kind of overturn this, because he said...
The Gemara is going to bring a Vreden shortly, so we're going to have that.
Okay.
In the meantime, Vreik Gemara, Hai Bechulim V'Hai Bekachim. We said that, what was it says? Voishia, Chodah Bechulim V'Chodah Bekachim. But which one is which? Is the first case in the Mishnah of the Chulim and the second one the Kachim, or the reverse? It's Omer of Kahanim, Mistavar Reisha Bechulim V'Seif Bekachim. Probably chulin comes first. Why? Midiktani hashoichet. You start off the Mishnah hashoichet. Shoichet, of course, applies. And what was the next word right after hashoichet? We said echad ba'oif. So we're talking about oifois. So oifois, if we were talking about kodshim,
right,
we wouldn't say shoichet, we would say ha-moilek. And therefore we'd have to change the title in every one of the amudim here until we get to the next parak. We'd have to go and say ha-moilek instead of hashoichet. By the fact that it says hashoichet and it says echad ba'oif, it's certainly talking about chulin. Mr. Reisha b'chulin, we might say v'kodshim. We might mitzvah on the ashoit. We still could write the Reisha b'kodshim. Ha moedik mi boyle. So to elamai sefer. So he said, okay, fine. So the sefer is the one that's the kodshim now. That sefer b'kodshim. What's the very end of the Mishnah? It says shchitasoi ksheira. According to what you're just telling me now, melikasoi ksheira mi boyle. I mean, be consistent. If you're telling me this is Ashoichet, this should be Hamoilik, or Shchitosai, Malikosai, Ksheira. Everything Mahalik Ashoichet, this is Nishve, because I did something, Mebehima Taninam, Shchitosai, Ksheira, El Horeisha, Mechdi Al Oifkoi, Yisokadait, Bekodshim, Hamoilik, Miboilik. The Gemara is saying very, very simply, look carefully at the text and the surrounding words. The Mishnah begins Ashoichet Echad Ba'oif, and then goes on to Shnaim Bebehima. The Mishnah ends off roiv echad ba'oif v'roiv shnayim b'behem shchita soik sheir. In the Reish, it makes sense to say ha-shoichet because we're talking about chulin. Because if we were talking about kodshim, it should say ha-moilek. So you're asking me, yep, now that by default the Seif is talking about kodshim, so why don't we say melikah soik sheir? Because what were the last three words before shchita soik sheir? Roiv shnayim b'behem. But the Heimah would be inappropriate to end off, oh, melikah soik sheir. I'm going back on the roiv echad ba'oif. My dear friend, if you're ending off Behema, pass to go and say Shchitosik Sheira. So even though it says Taka Roiv Echad Ba'oif, but since we are finishing off the last few words of the behema. So that's why it's a shchitosik she. But you're right. If we just say roi vechad boif at the end, then we'd say midikosik she. Yeah.
But in the case of the also of, it's not echad boif.
That's the next gemara. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of gemara here. We're going to address your issues about the vridim and mitishtayim, miti echad. You'll see shortly. Since we ended off, we're talking about oif. Next set. Right. V'isol kedaitach b'kodshim, if we're talking about malikas oif, ha'ika oilas oif, the boy, shnei simonim. So if the Mishnah only talks about echad oif, avada, we must be talking about shchita, and not malika, do oibazoi, elamai seifa, that's talking about kodshim. Frey Timora, seifa is talking about kodshim, roiv echad b'oif, ha'ika oilas oif, the boy, shnei simonim. So why does it say at the end of the Mishnah, roiv echad b'oif? You're telling me you're talking about kodshim, you're talking about malika. So, just like we said in the Reisha, it says Echad Ba'oiv, cannot be talking about Malika, because it depends what's an Oilus Oif or Echadus Oif. So in the same thing, also can be talking about Kodshim, because it says Roiv Echad Ba'oiv. If we're talking about Kodshim, it depends on whether it's Oilus Oif or Echadus Oif. Zog di Gemara, my Roiv Echad, when it says Roiv Echad Ba'oiv, it doesn't mean that you only have to do Roiv of one simon all together, because by the Oilus Oif you have to do two simon. But rather, Roiv Kalechem V'Echad. Roiv Echad means regardless of the number of simonim that you have, whether you have to go and do a malika of one in the case of the chatzasoy, or you have to do malika in two because of the oilasoy, but each time you don't have to do kuloi, roiv is sufficient. Roiv of kol echav yechad. Ubedinu, to tell you the truth, if we were really focusing on oilas oiv, then it should say the listening roiv shnayim, and we wouldn't have this potential confusion. However, kimin the ikar chatas the sagile bechat simen, since in the case of the chatas oiv, one is sufficient, and since when it comes to the oilas oiv, you tak have to do two, but roiv of each one is sufficient. That's why he doesn't want to have to repeat it twice and say, well, got the chatas oif azoi, you know, the soif azoi. So he makes it easy and just says, roiv echad boif, meaning roiv kol echad vi echad. Rapapa mareisha b'chulin, mehocha. I have another rai that we're talking about chulin. Diktani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyishchait esa. See, you asked this already 10 minutes ago, and I told you, the Gemara is going to address it. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyishchait esa vridim, upligi rabban alei. And the rabbanon disagree, and they say, no, you don't need the vridim, you just need to do one of the two simanim. If you tell me chulin, I can understand the machloikis, why the rabbanon are saying to you, come on, give me a break. You don't have to do the vrid. And we amris bekodshim, and my pliga rabbanon alei. After all, who atzim ledamu tzarech? If anything, the rabbanon should say, Rabbi Yehuda is absolutely right. We need the blood for purpose of the putting on the mezbeach, the azom, and the mitzoy. And remember, there's so little blood in these clean shigim. We're not talking about a chicken or a duck. We're talking about a little toyer or benyoina that fits into the palm of the hand. How much blood is there already? So let's try to maximize it by doing the vridin. Why would the chum disagree? It's a chasimah. We're talking about chulin. We're not talking about kodshim. Rav Ashi Omar Sefer B'kodshim Mihocha. I have another right. What's the other right? It says, Ashoichet Shnei Roshan Ki Echad Shchitosik Sheira. Where is this Mishnah, Ashoichet Shnei Roshan Ki Echad? This was not our Mishnah. That's the next Mishnah on Lamed Omed Beis Mitzvah. We're going to learn it tomorrow. The Mishnah begins, Ashoichet Beis Roshim Ki Echad Shchitosik Sheira. If you go and check two Roshim at one time, then the shechita is kusha. What it means at one time? That you have, like an assembly line, you have two animals, one next to each other, and the shechit has a very good, long mesa, and he shechs two at the same time. Shechitazuk she, the shechita is kusha. So now, the loshen ha-shechit sounds like a shechit dievet in the chetchil loy. The chetchil, you shouldn't go and shech two at the same time. If you did it, and you did a perfect job, is kusha. Iyam is bishloim b'kodshim hain the chetchil loy. Then I can understand why l'chadchili you shouldn't go and shech two animals at the same time with one sakin. Why? Mishem d'tani Rav Yosef. Tizbach shlo yushnayim shochtem zebach echad. Tizbachu shlo yehi echad shoichet shnei zvachem. V'yom Rav Kahana. Tizbacheyu ksiv. What is this all about? The pasuk does not say tizbach. It doesn't say tizbacheyu. Rather, I'm sorry. It says, Ritzoinchem tizbachuhu. Now, where is this pasuk? If you have the Torah or Hashalim, this should be Ois Beis. But he says, "B'chuz Zevach Shlom Lashem." We're obviously talking about Kodeshim. You're shechting Zevach Shlom. Ler Tzoinchem Tizbachu Hu. Now, notice the Hu Hu is not Ches Vav Hey Vav. It's a Chet with a Kubit underneath, and not with a Shuruk. It's both the same sound. Maybe by the Taman it's a little bit different, but at least among us Ashkenazim, there's the same sound of a shuruk, which is an U sound, or the three dots, the kubits, which is an U sound, and by the Chasinim, both of them are E, as you're aware. Anyway, so what do I learn from this posse? The Tanya of Yosef. Since it doesn't say Tizbechuhu with a Vav, so instead of reading, what does Tizbechuhu mean? Tizbechu alone is the plural form of saying to people, you have to be zoveach, you have to go and shecht. So that's tizbachu. Not an individual would be tizbach, plural, a rabbin would be tizbachu. What's tizbachu hu? Tizbachu hu means tizbachu oisai, that you should go and shecht it. What is the it that we're talking about? The zevach shlamim, which is the subject of this pasuk. Ah, so now, because of the fact it doesn't say tizbachu hu, ches vav hevav, but just tizbachehu, meaning you could read it tizbachehu. So therefore, says Rav Yosef, go and split up the word tizbach as if we're talking about one individual. Shlo yushnayim shachtim zevachecha. Do not have two shachtim working on the same zevach. Now we don't mean that they're both holding on to the sakin and they're sliding it back and forth together. What we mean is that you have two shachtim. Each one wants to have the covet of shechting. So the first one says, you know what? I will take care of the first 50% of the shechita. You'll take care of the second and make sure there's no shehiyah in between. You'll be ready there as soon as I stop. Shnel, you chaperai. That might work for chulin, but not for kachim. For kachim lechadchila lo yehu shnayim shechtim zevachecha. Do not have two shechtim shechting one carpet. And now it continues on. It doesn't stop by tizbach. It says, in fact, tizbachu hu. And now the hu is referring to the carbon. Don't go and shecht two karbonis simultaneously. So now, this is something that will appeal to all of us, but especially to Barry, and that is that we're really darshaning both on the gavra and on the cheftza by the fact that it doesn't say tizbachu with a vav. So we're reading it as if it said tizbach. Singularly, so we're saying on the Gavra, don't have two Gavras working together. Because if the Torah wanted to have two Gavras working together, then it should say Tizbechu, with the extra Vav, Tizbechu, Oisai. Since it says it without the Vav, it means Tizbach. Only one person per carbon. And now the Tizbechu, who tells us, and only one carbon per Shechita. Don't shecht two karbonis at the same time. So both don't have two shachtim and don't have two nishchatim. How do I darshan these two? The Amr of Kahn, because don't read it tizbechu, tizbecheyu ksiv. Again, whether yesh aim lemikri, yesh aim lemesoidus, and therefore since the Torah leaves out the vav, it comes to tell us these two drashas, tizbach, oisai. Tizbechu ksiv. Eli Amris, so that's very, very nice. Why the next Mishnah begins with that halacha about shechting. Right, it says a shoyche beis rashim ki echad shkitosik sheira v'diyevet. It's okay, but lechatchila don't go and shecht two at the same time. Now, what is that referring to? That's referring to kachim. How do I know it's referring to kachim? Eliyamris bechulin afil lechatchila nami. There's no isur. There's no lechatchila. I mean, it's probably a smart idea to have one person working on one behemah instead of one person with two behemahs or two people with one behemah, but there's no isur about.
How you mafagel the korban?
We'll talk about that later. And therefore, that must be talking about kachim, and therefore it's logical to say that the last part of our Mishnah, which if you combine the two Mishnayos together, then kachim and kachim come together, so that makes sense that the Seif is talking about kachim. Zogti mora vaita v'afar pshim and lakish sova reish b'chulin v'seif b'kachim v'yam r'pshim and lakish mi'achish shanino ruy b'shal echad kamoyu loma shanino roiv echad ba'oiv roiv shnayim b'behema. Our very kasha that we were asking, once we said in the reisha, why do we repeat it in the seifa? I'll tell you why. L'fisha shanino hevi uloi es ha'tomid k'rotzoi u'merik achar shechitosei al yodoi. What is this all about? We're talking about Yom Kodesh. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do all of the avoidois, even the regular daily avoidus he's supposed to do. Sevi'eloi sekarmen, they brought the karmen tamid, that's the first avoided to do in the morning. Karatzei, karatzei means he shechted it, but he only shechted it the rubai, the 51%. And then he quickly had to run to pick up the mizrak to now be mekabel the dam. Now obviously he cannot both shecht and be mekabel the dam at the same time. Just like you can't drive and text at the same time. You can't. I know thousands of people. Yeah, you're not supposed to. So here too, Karatzai, he finishes off his 51%. He takes the Mizrak. Umerik acher, acher, meaning in a second Kohen or second Shoichet, comes now to finish off the Shechit Al Yodai on his behalf. As we state the Mishnah in Mesechtes Yuma. Now, says Yimar, what happens if the second person did not arrive on the scene to finish off the Shechita? I might think it's possible, because after all, the Mishnah requires a Meirak Acher. So that's what I might think, that you have to finish it off with a second individual. The Kach Shanina, that's why we learn in our Mishnah, no, Rav Echad Ba'ofer if Shein Ben-Behema is sufficient. Oh, so therefore, that's why we need the Sefer of our Mishnah, to emphasize, it's not only halacha legabi chulin, roiv echad, ba'oiv v'shnayim b'beheima, but even by kodshim, roiv is enough, and I do not need that Mr. Merak, the one that is finishing it off. So now the Gemara is going to tell me, so why did we have a Merak? Anyway, so far we've given yet another reason why chulin in the beginning, kodshim at the end. Omamar, so let's repeat this last shikl. Yochalei Merak ye apostle. I might think if you didn't have that marika, meaning that second. Finishing off the second shoychid, it would be possible. Great, well, how do you even have such a havamina? Imken havila avoida be'acher. What you're now saying is that one of the avoidas in the Beis Hamikdash was done by the non-Koyin Gadol. But didn't we go and learn in Masechtas Yuma? Call avoidas yom kippurim and k'sheris alabai. The Koyin Gadol has to do everything. So, Ibazoi, how could you even have a havamina that the marika, meaning the continuation, the finishing of the shechita, is ma'akev, the apostle, if you missed it, it would be possible. That means that this ma'akev, if it's a ma'akev, you have to do this avoida. If you have to do this avoida, how could anybody do it? The Kohen Gadol has to do every single avoida. So, I don't understand. So, Timur Hochi Kamar, I didn't mean to say that it would be possible min ha'toira. Avada, it's kushim in a Torah. But I would think Yochelei Hapostle midrabanan. I would think that the Rabbanan would say, no good. Make sure you have to do that Merak. Because if you don't do the Merak, it's no good midrabanan. Why? The Sokhadai Techamina, ik a psul midrabanan. There is a psul midrabanan. The Rabbanan required that even though Roiv is sufficient, Diraisa, you should do it midrabanan, you should do kulai. Remember, that was one of the two terutzim at the beginning of our perek. Why does it say hashoichet echa be'oif shnayim bebehema shchitosik sheira, which sounds like it's only b'di'eved? It's true, it's only b'di'eved, because midrabanan you got to do the whole thing and nishkaroiv dayan tzemaisa. So tomorrow the kach sheninu. That's why the Mishnah ends off that even midrabanan it's lichat chila reiv echa be'oif reiv shnayim bebehema is kosher. Frank Timura, Umiyakada Philip Sula Drabanaleka. Now that you're telling me that even Midrabanan this is totally kosher, Roiv, Roiv. Salamalina Marik. So why do I even go and stretch on Yom Kippur to go and find the second Shoichet? Kohen Gadol, you have to do all the avoidas. As soon as you did 51%, we're Yoitza Bidiyavid. So why do we even need that second person to finish it off? I just said in the Mishnah, Roiv is genug, not only by Chulin, not only by Kodshim, even a Yom Kippur. Roiv is enough. Why do I need the Mamarik person? Says the Gemara, Mitzvah Lamarik. Nevertheless, it's a Mitzvah. Why is it a Mitzvah? Says Rashi, Mishum Dam. After all, the Kohen Gadol has to drop the Messer, and it's going to be a mess. He has to quickly get all that blood. Oh, so therefore we want to make sure that there's enough blood that goes into the Mizrak. Presumably, the initial blood as a result of the first 51% already has spilled on the floor. You can't use that blood that spilled on the floor for purposes of the Hazoas and Zrika Sadam and all the rest. Oh, so what do you have to... And remember, we need a lot of dam when it's Yom Kippur. We have to, how many Hazoas do we have to do altogether?
43, 47, and 48.
Oh, very good. But that's counting both the bangers together. Mm-hmm. So if it's only one of the two, each one is only one, so that would be half. Mm-hmm. So you have to at least 21, 22, 23, whatever it is. You're talking about a lot of dam to go and get all that and echa lamala and lamata. So it's a lot of dam. So therefore, mitzvah lamarik says Rashi mishum dam to get as much dam as possible so that the kohen gadol doesn't have to have problems. So we've answered very, very clearly why we needed both the Rashi and the Sefer. Everybody says the same reason. Rashi is talking about chulin, Sefer is talking about godshim, and each one gave his own reason why I need both. Zokta Marabaita. Now we come to another machlokes, which appears in other gemaras as well, and that is when you do a shechita, is a shechita mitchila v'atzoif, or ein l'shechita el l'besoif. Omer b'shimen lakish mishum Levi Saba, not to be confused with Ahu Saba, ein l'shechita el l'besoif. Shechita is only at the very end. Rabbi Yechon Omer, yesh l'shechita mitchila v'atzoif. No, no, you have the shechita from beginning to end. The question is, Vosel mina nafke mina. You obviously you have to do the whole shechita. So what do you mean? Only the last part or the whole? What's going on? So Omer Rava. So Rava first wants to go and narrow the machlokes as much as possible, and he says the following: Heichad shachat simen echad oivi kechav. The simen echad Yisrael. Everybody agrees shehi psula, meaning you have to go and shecht both siman by a behema. You don't have to shecht kulay rubay. So what happens if the first simen was geshochten by a goy, and the second simen was geshochten by Yisrael? So don't say that according to the Mandi Yomer, ein l'shchita el besoif. Okay, so besoif, the second simen was done al yidei Yisrael. It's kusha. No, 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 no. It's possible. Shari nasa ba masa treifa b'yadav v'chom. As soon as the goy cut the first simen, now that simen is severed, and we're assuming that we're talking about roiv or rubai kikulai. And therefore, what's going on? So if you're talking, well, obviously we're talking about a behemoth because we're talking about shechting both. So if the goy went and severed already the kana or the veshet by the kana by doing 51%, the veshet even a mashu, 30 treif. It's the shenishtu. Yid, don't bother continuing on to the shechita because this is treif for it. Okay, you should do it to go and take it. Might see me day tomasa, so it won't be an avela, it won't be a treif. But it's certainly not going to be kosher. So oibazoi, zokti gemara. Everybody agrees in that respect. Yeshna l'shchita metchila v'atzoif. You have to have the whole thing. And by the soif nami, if you have by the oil soif, where you're required to go and do both simanim, heichad the malik siman echad lamata, the siman echad lamala psula shari osaba ma'isa chatas soif lamata. What is this all about? You'll recall when we learn Masechta Zvachim that oilasu oif and chatas oif are exactly the opposite of the oilas behema and the chatas behema. In which respect are they opposite? Oh, very good. The question is, where do you have to do the zrika sadam? If you're talking about behemas, where do you go and do the chatas behema? Chatas behema, you have to go on the kronos, all the way on top. And then you don't do a zrika, you do an asinas dam on the four kronos, all the way on top. So that's the chatas behema. When you're talking about the oilas behema is like any other typical carbon that you're standing down on the bottom and you're zoyrik against the mizbech. Sometimes you have to do shtayim shein arba, sometimes you only have to do echad, but you're standing down below. So the chatas is all the way on top and the oilas on the bottom. By the oilas, oil chatas behema is
ironic. You think the oil would be up.
And that's the answer. Oilas oif is taka lamala. And as Barry was saying, and as Brother Shai was saying, and I'm sure you'd like to say as well, you have the three ions in a row. You have oilas, oif, lamala, the ion from the word mala. So you have those. This is not ours. This is brought on either Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Gershom back in Masechta Zvachim. So you have the three ions. That's an easy way to remember. Oilas, oif, is lamala. On the other hand, the chatas, oif, is lamata. Now what happens, and the Oilas Oif of course has another distinction, that you have to have both simanim by the Malika, Mashen Ken Lagabe the Chatzal, which is only one simon, because the Pasuk says, V'lo Yavdam. Okay. So now what happens if you have Oilas Oif Nami, Heicha the Malik Simon Echa Lamata. You have the Koyin, and he's doing a Malika, and he does one Malika Lamata down below. Mister, go up above, don't be down below. Oilas Oif Lamala. So he quickly sprints up to the top, the Simon Echa Lamala. It's too late. It's possible. Why shari osa b'masa chatas oif lamata? What he did lamata down below was already masa chatas oif, because they only do one simon. He already finished one simon. So it's a sentence like treif, like the Gemara said before. If the goy did it, it's treif by the first simon. Here it's also, this is a treif oilas oif. because he did a chatas oif lamata. Even if he sprints up at the speed of light, it's not going to help. That's beside that. He has got to also the hazor and the mitzvah. But in the malika itself, the Gemara is telling us this is ma'akev. You have to go and do the malika oidas oif lamala.
Southeast corner.
Very good. What happens in the southeast corner is busy.
You push, you go to the other side. You go to the south.
And then you have to have a good pitcher that you should be able to throw. How many yamas?
32.
Okay, when we get back to Zvach, we'll learn more about it. Okay. Period. So where is the machloikis? Now that you're telling me everybody agrees, both by the shechita, by the first simon, by the goy, another you told me about the oilas oif and the malikas achatas oif. So where is the machloikis? The simon echad bifnim. Ooh, you're talking about the shechit. Shechted a regular karabin, as you know, the shechita has to be done inside the azara. If you do anything outside the azara, it becomes pasul b'chutz, and what or b'yoytze, as we call it. So what happens over here? The shechted thought he's going to be very smart. He shechted the first simen b'chutz, and as he's shechting, he's running inside at the same time. Be very careful, our good shechted. You shouldn't fall. You shouldn't trip. You shouldn't spill. You shouldn't do drisa. But apparently, he's a very talented shoychet. So he shechted the first simon outside and the second simon inside. Oh, that's the machlekes. The man diyami yashal shechita mitchila vad soif mechayiv. He's mechuyi biyoytze because as soon as he started the shechita out, the shechita is one avoda from beginning to end. If any part of it you did outside, possible biyoytze, and therefore this korban is no good. When it says mechayiv means mechuyiv on shechutei chutz, as you know. Any time a person goes and shechs a korban outside, or he does his rikas adam outside, he does halos chutz outside, he gets karis chasishon. By the fact that you did the first part of the shechita outside, already on that partial shechita, boom, you go and get nailed for karis because you did shechutei chutz. Because the first part is, you need to do it, but that's not the etzem avoida. The real avoida is all the way at the end. And so therefore, he would not be mechuyev on shechutei chutz. So that's the nafkimina between these two. Our Gemara doesn't go into it. You'll remember Masechta Zvachim, we had the similar discussion. Yesh l'shchita mitchila v'atsoif, in l'shchita v'atsoif. The Gemara said nafkimina would be l'gabi hilchois pigol. If he had a bad machshava at the outside, at the outset of the shchita, the beginning of the shchita, he says, oh, we're going to go and eat this karbin and miyat Hashem for Kiddush on Shabbos 3 days from now. Ooh. So then you have both a machshava of chutzazmani and chutzlum koimai, all of these shaylas. So the question is that a machshava hamefagelus? If you hold the eshlum d'at soif, yeah, I got a pigul machshava. He has a mind to do bad things. However, you tell me, ein l'shchita el l'besoif, whatever you think at the beginning of the shchita, le'malav le'moir, it's immaterial. So that's the Gemara talks about the zochim. Our Gemara doesn't go into it in our sikkim. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so that would be the machlekes, and that would be the nafkimina. It's omli rabba bar shimi, mar le omar hachi. Now, mar disagreed with what you just said now. Who's that mar that disagreed? Umana Rav Yosso. Oh, famous Rav Yosso. Hey, chud shochet simen echad b'chutz, simen echad b'fnim, nami posel. It's also, everybody would agree, that posel, probably on the side it says chayiv, is there a gimel over here? What is our gimel? The changes the gear size. Gimel. Psula, he says in the bottom psula. Do we call it psula? It's an apostle, psula. Why is it apostle? Shari osa ba maisa chatas oif bachutz. Since he did simen echad bachutz, simen echad bafnim, going and shechting that first simen bachutz, he's already accomplished a terrible thing, and that he's done the maisa chatas oif, because chatas oif, you only have to go and do one simen, you don't have to do two simanim. And therefore, if he shechted it bachutz, he's already going to be over on doing a maisa of shchitas kodshim b'chutz. Now you said, I knew you were going to ask that. A little patient. So Rashi already asked that kasha, and Rashi says, if you go back to Masechta Zvachim, you'll remember, in the sugya that we spoke about, the din of shchutei chutz, the Gemara says over there, and by oifois, ironically, like you said before, you're only chayv and shchutei chutz if you do a shchita outside and not a malika outside. Why is that? So Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, because it says in the pasuk, oy asher yishchot michutz lamachne, it should say oy sheyishchot michutz lamachne. The asher comes to be marba even a shchitas oifois bachutz, even though normally this oif you do a malika bifnem, when you do it outside, with a shchita yerchayv. You do malika yerpater only on a shchita yerchayv. If you look at the Marli Amar Hachi, if that's Rashi, a little bit higher than where we are, almost halfway down the Amid, Marli Amar Hachi, that's referring to Rav Yosef, Dil Ba'oif, Im Shachat Simen Rishon Bachutz, he shechted it, Mechayv, Shari Dekavos, Akash Bifnim, Memelikas Chatas Oif, says now Rashi, Ha Shoichet Oif Kodeshim Bachutz is Chayav. You're shechting, not moilik. You're shechting. Why? The other mirabuya that says, "Asher yishchad b'shchitas kodshim b'perek hashoichet hava moilik as oif b'chutz." He in fact be potter. So it's ironic that inside only the malikas oif is a kosher way of bringing the oif. Shchita doesn't work, and outside you only get din of shchutei chutz of karis if you shech the oif and not if you're moilik the oif. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara Nachamu. Therefore, Rav Yosef said, or according to what Rav Yosef said, this everybody would agree. Even the mandiyama that holds in the shchita el lebesoif would also agree that you would be, you'd have a posel a karvan, you mechayev karis. Why would that be? Says the Gemara, because Rav Yosef said, heich the shachet simenech bechutz simenech bifnim nami posel or psula. Shari osam a meisachat to soif bechutz. It's a gemachta meisachat to soif. Even though he did a shchita, but that's how you do a shchita. That's how you're over shchutei chutz by oifois through shchita. I have another etzah. Where would the machloikis be between these two, between Levi Saba and Rav Yechanan, in a case where he shechted miut of the simanim bachutz, and then he quickly ran in, and the gomer, he finished off the rest of the simanim bifnim. Okay, so when he did the miyat simanim bachutz, lemandiyama yesh lo shchita mitchil v'atzoif mechayiv, because even though he didn't finish the shchita yet, but the shchita began at the very outset of the shchita. Where did he begin that shchita? Bachutz. Oh, so therefore he's going to be mechuyiv on shchutei chutz and get karis. Lemandiyama shchita el basoif loy mechayiv, because when did it become a real shchita? Only basoif. When basoif, that means from the roiv and on. The miut was done outside, not the roiv. If he had done the roiv outside, then we'd already be in soif territory. Soif doesn't mean, you know, that final last second, or that millisecond. But soif means from the time that it becomes a kushra shchita. Ah, so therefore, since he only did a miut outside, and the roiv and the gmar he did all inside, so then says, according to that mandiyama, that ain't a shchita el besoif, he would not be mechuyiv for shechting partially outside that miut. Master Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira now asks Akasha, and he asks Akasha from Hilchos Parah Aduma. Then the Gemara first quotes a Mishnah by Parah Aduma. Now, Parah Aduma, it's taka true, is not a classic korban that you bring inside the Beis HaMikdash. No. However, many times the Gemara says Parah Aduma has the same halachas like korbanos, because it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Chukas, Chatos Hi. So Parah Aduma is deemed to be, for purposes of our Gemara and other Gemaras, as if it's a regular, normal carp. Okay, so therefore, says now the Mishnah. Kol asukin, Brother Shai, be well. Kol asukin leparim etchilu v'atzoif, metamim bigodim, upoislim oisa b'malach acheres. So first the Mishnah tells us two things. Number one, whoever is oisik b'para. What means people that are oisik b'para? The person who's shechting the para. The person who's doing hazos hadam seven times towards Yerushalayim. The person who is the soidefes apara, the person that's turning the para over in the middle of the sreifa, the person who collects the ashes. Each one of these people become tameim, and it's such an intense toma. It's even metamim begodim, like we had by the person who eats in the veilas ha'oif, then not only he becomes tamei, but also it's metam begodim. And this is, of course, the classic, what we all learned as children, that the Parah Aduma is considered to be such an unusual choik that it's metame tohoirim and it's metayer tameim. Here we are talking about tohoirim, people that are doing what you need to do to get your Parah Aduma in the works. The person who shechted it, and the person who did the azor, and the person who did the sreifa. Nevertheless, they become tameim, and they begodim become tameim. That's halacha number one. Number two is upoisin oisim halacha charis. Here you cannot do multi. What's the word? Multi working, Multitasking. Oh, shkoyach. You can't do multitasking.
No one can do multitasking.
Nobody can. Yeah, but people convince themselves that they can. Exactly. So, poislam oisim ulocha acheres. One means poislam oisim ulocha acheres. If at the time that you're doing one of the avoidis, one of the melochais that are involved in the poradum, if you're doing a second thing at the same time, it passes. So give me an example of something that passes. So Rashi says, for instance, if the shoichet who's shechting the poraduma wants to do a freebie, a two-for-oner, and so therefore, at the same time he's shechting the poraduma, he's also shechting another animal, like we had earlier, the gabbe kabanas, and therefore he had a very long chalev, and he's shechting both of them at the same time. Guess what? The shechita may have been perfect on both of them, but the poraduma is possible. Why? Because you can't go and do melacha acher at the same time that you're doing the paraduma. What's the basis of that? So Rashi says, oh, by the way, Rashi says you don't even have to go and shech two things at one time.
Like a gourd.
If you shechted the animal, and right next to the animal's neck there was also a gourd, and you shechted that, you cut it into pieces, that's already pasulus. And the reason is because it says, v'shachet oisa lefonav, oisa v'loi, v'loi acher. Same thing in the Gabbai the Sreifa, it says in the Pasuk, the Sarif is a Parah, the Ain of it doesn't say Sarif Isa, it says Sarif is a Parah, they're going to tell you anything else that you're going to do at the same time, that's going to go and passel it. Okay, anyway, so that's the din of the additional mulach. Now, says Vaita, Ira ba psul b'shchita, so what happens if there was a psul in the shchita? Bein koidim psula, bein v'achar psula, eina metama b'godim. Because of the fact that this shechita went bad. Rashi gives an example that he did. It became an avela, so presumably it was one of those five bad things: the shehiya, doris, chalod, etc. Toisis disagrees with Rashi, and Toisis says no. The Mishnah is giving us examples of the melacha acheres, and that is the psul that we're talking about. The bishas shechita. He was also cutting the gourd, like we just said, or shechting another animal, or whatever. So what's the din? Ben koidim psul, ben achar psul. Say anything prior to that bad note in the middle of the shechita and something after that, ein matam begodim. This whole paraduma is now totally disqualified. Why is it disqualified? Because it's not a kosher para. It's not a kosher para. Anything and everything from beginning to end is all like shechting a regular animal. And therefore there's no longer a din of tumah on the person. There's no longer a din of tumah on begodim. That's if it was b'shas shechita. B'hazo'osa, if there was a psul in the hazo'a. Now we're not talking about hazo'a on a tummy dicka person. When you're using the mechatas. Here we're talking about after the shechita. The first thing you're supposed to do is, someone has to be maza sheva pa'omim lefnei Hashem towards the Beis HaMikdash. Because remember, the paradum is done on the Hara Mishcha, Hara Zesim, and therefore he looks now towards the Beis HaMikdash, and he's maza sheva pa'omim lefnei Hashem in that direction. So if there was a psul b'shas hazor, the Gemara doesn't tell us what the psul would be, but presumably again, that he's doing maza that, and at the same time he's being maza something else, or whatever. In other words, it's another malacha that he's doing simultaneously. Again, metame begodim. I'm sorry. Please excuse me. But hazo'osa, if there's a psul during the hazo', koidim psula, anybody that was oisik in this paraduma until now, for instance, the shoichet, metam begodim, it is a tumas begodim because the shechita was done perfectly, and therefore it was a kosher para until this point. So therefore he's metam begodim. La'acha psula, anybody that continues to do any avoida with this paraduma, ain't a matam begonim. It's not matam begonim anymore because now the paradum has become possible as a result of that additional malacha. So the guys that worked until now was a kosher para. They have a din of tumas begonim. Anybody post that, ain't a matam begonim. Zok Yimara. That's the end of the Mishnah. V'i amris yesh l'tchita metchilavad soif. If you're going to tell me that we have a machloikis about when the shechita begins, is from the very beginning or only towards the end. So if you hold that way, and you hold yesh l'shechita metchil v'atzoif, lifling nam b'shechita asa, why don't we go and distinguish in the shechita itself? In other words, why do we have to distinguish in the times of the hazor koidim psula and the achar psula? Let's go and distinguish in the shechita koidim psula l'achar psula. Meaning, irba psul b'shechita, if there was a psul halfway in the middle of the shechita took 2 seconds. At the end of second number one, boom, there was a psul, like Rashi says, he did a dorsa at that time, or one of the other things that are misnabel. Toysis says that he did a mulach at that time. So it was a psul in the middle of the shechita. Koidim psula mitama begodim. Before the psul, it's still a din of tumas begodim because it was still a kosher shechita and a kosher paraduma. So therefore, the hilchais tumas begodim and the tumah on the person would apply. Liacha psula, after the psula, meaning that he made a major boo-boo in the middle of the shechita. Anything after that, any mitab begodim. So I don't have to go and talk about this nafkimina by the hazor. Why don't we talk about in the etzim shechita itself? Koidim psula and the acher psula. Since we didn't do that, it would seem that this Mishnah is in accordance with Manyam that holds aim l'shchita el l'besoyt, and so therefore it's all or nothing. There's no such thing as somebody the first half of the shchita or somebody the second half of the shchita, because the whole shchita is only at the end when you're in the second half after you have already
That's a sof,
exactly. So therefore, Zokti Gemara l'choira, I have a riot. If you were to hold like the Mandiyama, Yesh l'shchita mitchil v'atzoif, why don't we distinguish in the shchita between the koidim and the acher? Why are we distinguishing in the hazor the koidim and the acher? Is the choira right that everybody holds that ein l'shchita el besof is akasha on that other Mandiyama? Amar Rava, so Rava answered this kasha, and he said, no, you don't have a raya from the Mishnah. Why not? This calculus shechita kamris. You're talking about that there was a problem in the middle of the shechita. Shani hosn digloy milson afreya v'lav shechita yiklal. As soon as there was a psul in the middle of the shechita after second number one, there was a psul because he did a dorsa chalod or whatever he did, or according to Toys, he did a malach at the same time. Guess what? Then the whole shechita is possible from the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it from the beginning? You hold yesh l'shechita b'tchil v'atzoif. My dear, a shechita is either kosher or not kosher. You can't have a half a kosher shechita. So if you're telling me that he passed in the middle of the shechita from the very beginning, Gloy Milzel Mafreya, that this shechita was a joke, it was meaningless, it was gunish mit gunish. So that's why I can't go and distinguish. By the hazor, I can go and distinguish. He made a bubu in the hazor. Anything koidim psula, meaning anyone that was involved in the shechita, mitam begonu, because that shechita was done perfectly. It's the hazor that was a problem. But if you're telling me that there was a problem in the shechita gufa, then this whole paraduma never started off on the right foot. The whole thing was meaningless because he had a posel shechita. So Zokta Rava, that's why the kasha that you just wanted to bring a raya to one mandiyamer against the mandiyamer that holds yesh shechita b'tchil v'atzoif, that's not a kasha. But ikashali, I have another kasha, hakashali, and it's on the other mandiyamer. The mandiyamer in shechita el b'soif, lifloy bechshere de para. Why are we talking about there was ira psul, either in the hazor or in the shechita? Baruch Hashem, nothing was possible. Everything was done perfectly the way it's supposed to. Ella, if you hold em shechita el b'soif, lifloy bechshere de para. Let's talk about a paraduma that was done correctly. I mean, 99% presumably all paras adumas were done correctly because they did it with such zahiris. After all, a paraduma is worth $1 million or whatever. They're going to be very, very careful not to mess it up. So, living the mechshir de paraki goy, the shachtua betray gavri, they shachted this carbon with two, not carbon, shachted the paraduma with two people. The gavra kama loy metama, the gavra basra metama. When we're saying that two people, you don't mean that they shachted simultaneously. We mean that the first second was the gavra kama. He was the one that shechted. And then a second person thereafter went and shechted. So now if you hold ein l'shechita el b'soif, so the only one that was oisik in the shechitas ha-karbon was really only the second guy and not the first guy. So that's why the first guy will not get a din of tumah because he was oisik in the paraduma. Because that oisik in the paraduma, that was just a hachana. That was not an etzem melach or avoid of the paraduma, according to the mandiyama in l'shchita el b'soif. So therefore, the first guy would not become tamei, but the second person would, because he did a perfect shchita, that second half, in l'shchita el b'soif, so he would become tamei. So why do we have to stretch and talk about koidim psula? Don't even talk about psula. Just talk about the first half of the shchita and the second half of the shchita, that the first half, he's not tamei, because according to Man Yama, in a Shechit Elul B'Soif.
He did nothing.
He did nothing, exactly. But his Avoida was in that rise to the level of a Hisaskus in Avoida of Paraduma. And the second verse would be Betam. Is the Chayra Akasha in the Man Yama the whole day in a Shechit Elul B'Soif. Amr of Yosef, this territory that you want to give now, Rava, doesn't work. Because Trey Gavri, Bechad Zivcha Kamris, you're talking about two people doing the Shechita on one Paraduma. Bar Minei Dahu, that is not even a half a minute. The Tanina, don't remember we learned back on the Omer Aleph.
Right.
From the Tzoydchem Tizbachuhu, since it says only Tizbacheyu, it leaves out that Vav. So Tizbachlo Yushnaim Shoichlem Zevachachad, you can't have two shechting the same carbon. And the Gemara says, by extension, you can't have two shechting the same paraduma, because paraduma is called chatasi. Tizbachu shloye echad shoychet shnei zvachim. The Omer of Kana, tizbacheyu ksev, like we said back in the Omer Aleph. So therefore, says Rav Yosef to Rava, your kash is a non-starter, because there's no such thing as two people going and shechting one paraduma. Omer Abayis, Abayis too, says to Rav Yosef, I'm going to defend my colleague, Rava, who I argue with throughout Shas every day, but here I'm going to defend him. Lav Itmala, don't you remember Omer Rabba Barbachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zu, this memra that you said before, Divir Rab Lozer Bereb Shimon, Stimisa'a, Avacham Oimrim, Bei Shochtim Zevach Echad. You could have two Shochtim. This beautiful drasha mit the Tizbachu, and Tizbach Shlishnaim Shochtim Ba, and that price that you brought is a Gevaldige price. But it's not that everybody agrees with it. Rab Lozer Bereb Shimon holds that way. But the Chum hold that you could, in fact, have two shochtim, shecht one zebach. And if that's the case, then by the extension, they also can go and shecht one paraduma. So therefore, Rav is right. Since according to the Chum, and we're going to assume that Mishnah goes according to the Chum, then you can have two people shechting. So why don't we make that distinction according to the Mandiyama in L'shchita El Besoif? That person number one, he's going to be he's not going to be tamei because he did nothing. He did nothing, effectively, halachically nothing. And it's only the second person going to be tamei. So why didn't we say that? Is the Chayra Kasha and the Man Yom Neish Chitel Abisayiv? And Abayi continues on now with a clincher. He says, and even if you're going to go and tell me that the Mishnah Masechta Parah is Reb Lozer Reb Shimoni Nami, or Reb Lozer Reb Nami Liflaik Kigoin Dishochet Chad Gavra Bishnei Sudrin. The Sudr Kamalu Mitame, the Sudr Basra Mitame. Why don't you say, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, let's go, not talk about two people, let's talk about one person, one Shoichet. And this one Shoichet we're talking about, he's Mitame Begadim. So how could you distinguish before and after? Very simply, that the Shoichet midstream, he changed Sudrim. Sudrim is like a scarf or a shawl, a turban. Now you're going to go and tell me, how could he take off one turban and put on the other turban? After all, that'll be a shahia that's right. Going to pass the shechita. Says Rashi, he didn't do it. And he put on another sudr. So you could have now two sets of begodim, so to speak. One first half of the shechita, one in the second half of the shechita. And Oy Bazoi, so this would be a nafkemina, according to Man Yama, that holds Ein l'shechita el l'besoif. That what?
Only that the second sudr that's on his head when he finishes the shechita becomes tamei. The first sudr remains tahar.
And that's exactly what the Gemara says. The sudr kamaloi mitamei, the sudr basra mitamei. So why don't we say that? And that would be according to everybody, even according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. That doesn't allow for two shochtim, but he certainly allows for one shoichet, and he allows his chaver to go and take off the sudr and put on a different sudr. That's not a problem. So Yibazoi, why don't we make that distinction? The Mishnah, why do we make the distinction by hazor? As the Gemara, because pesul the parah kamayri bechsheir. We're only talking about psule, those types of things that ruin the parah, not things that are mashir the parah. Why are we only talking about psule parah? Says Rashi, because the ikar chiddush of that Mishnah wants to tell us is that if the parah aduma becomes puzzle and it's no longer good, who is now affected vis-a-vis tuma v'tahara? Anybody that was still involved prior to that point in time, such as at the time of the Shechita, when everything was kosher.
Everything is tamei.
But those that start from Hazah, and further, they're all going to go and be tar because you no longer have.
They did nothing.
So that's what I wanted. That's the ikka that the Mishnah is trying to tell us. That's why it doesn't talk about Heksher. If we were talking about Heksher, we could make this distinction between the Suda, Kama Suda. But we're not in that part. We're not trying to tell us that. The dinim that we want to tell us is the Gabi Psul, that some people be hustled before Tommy because of Psul and some people not.
Wow.
With this, we conclude for today. But Robert has a question. Have a good Shabbos, one and all. Yes.